Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
2 months ago, pro-abortion forces began gathering the 60,000 signatures necessary to put CI 128 on the ballot. If passed, the amendment would add abortion as a protected right to the Montana Constitution. Their window to gather signatures expires today, and the big question is, were they successful? It could be well into July before we know for sure, but there are several things we do know. This was one of the most expensive signature gathering efforts ever undertaken in Montana, and Montanans played a very small role. Millions of dollars flowed in from other states. J.B. Pritzker, the billionaire governor of Illinois, sent $1 million all by himself. And it wasn't only the money that flowed from out of state. Hundreds of signature gatherers were bussed in and paid $30 per hour to pound the pavement. At this point, it appears the proponents may have spent as much as $20 for each signature gathered. Our side, on the other hand, conducted the largest signature integrity project ever undertaken in Montana, and we did it with 600 volunteers, all of whom were Montana citizens. Our volunteers, armed with video cameras, followed the signature gatherers and recorded mountains of election law violations. These recordings will now be used to get thousands of illegally gathered signatures thrown out. As of today, the out-of-state signature gatherers are headed home, but for us, the work is just beginning. At this point, one of three things will happen. One, the proponents will quickly announce they failed to get the necessary signatures and the effort will be over. Two, their petitions will be reviewed and will go through a three-step verification process, first by the county election office in which the signatures were gathered, then by the Secretary of State, and finally by our signature verification teams. If enough invalid signatures are found, the effort will die. If enough signatures are valid, then we go to court and present the evidence of those that were gathered illegally in an effort to get even more signatures thrown out. This is a numbers game, and it's our job to make sure that only valid signatures of registered Montana voters that were gathered legally are counted. Montana's Constitution should not be amended using out-of-state signature gatherers bought and paid for by out-of-state money. The key takeaway at this point is not to despair. Planned Parenthood will no doubt claim an early victory based on the number of petitions that they turn in, but that's before any of the verification steps have been performed. Very few petitions were turned in early, but we've heard from our sources that in some cases more than 40% of the signatures were rejected, and in one particularly egregious case, 80% of the signatures on one petition sheet were declared invalid. That's what happens when you use hired guns from out of state. Contrast that with our successful 2004 effort to put the Montana Marriage Amendment on the ballot. In that case, all of our volunteers were Montana residents, and over 97% of our signatures were declared valid. This has been a long 4 months for us. The first two were spent in court trying to expose the fact that this amendment goes far beyond what voters are being told, and then an additional 2 months tailing signature gatherers to capture election violations on film for the next round of court proceedings. We're doing everything in our power to keep this off the ballot, and we'd like to commend the hundreds of pro-life volunteers that sacrifice their time and energy to protect the preborn. Please join us as we continue to pray for victory over those who would turn Montana into another New York or California. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.